Many have tried to explain biblical prophecy as mere coincidence. Others have assumed that these portions of Scripture are overgeneralized and nondescript. But today, Pastor Xavier Reese discusses the simple truths about the startling specificity of biblical prophecy.
The study of prophecy is amazing in that you have to come to a decision about the Scriptures that predict events, occurrences, and even names of people hundreds of years before their birth. Allow me to give you only three possibilities for your conclusion. First is that the Bible was and is the product of a group of men who were faultless, perfect, and endowed with some supernatural ability to look into the future. That's your first option. The second is that the Bible was written by mere men with no greater gift than Plato, Socrates, or George Lucas. Therefore, the prophecies are just one big coincidence, and it is all a product of chance. That's your second option. Now consider if you take that option. It's written over a 600-year span. 40 different authors, from kings to fishermen, statesmen, tax collectors, herdsmen, military generals, etc. Written in three languages, containing 66 books, which have a central theme and purpose of salvation, redemption, through the promised Messiah. Allow me to give you your third option, which is the best option. It is simply this, that the Bible is God's inspired word received and recorded by men chosen by God to declare his word and prophecies, making them inerrant and infallible. And the Scriptures declare exactly that. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Breathe out from God. 2 Peter chapter 1, 20 and 21 says, no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That's a bad translation. This is what it means. Is of no personal impulse of origin. It didn't derive from them. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved or literally carried by the Holy Spirit. That is your third option. It is the safest option. This is God's inerrant, infallible word. And that one day he will judge you and hold you responsible for what he has given to you. I would suggest that you would go for number three. It's the safest, the most blessed.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.